The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Two Faces Radio.
Let's dispel once and for all with this fiction that Barack Obama doesn't know what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing. Barack Obama is undertaking a systematic effort to change this country, to make America more like the rest of the world. When I am president of the United States, we are going to re-embrace all the things that made America the greatest nation in the world, and we are going to leave our children what they deserve.
Senator Rubio, thank you.
You refusing to obey my order?
Yeah. By the way, I think you could say that, yeah.
Ollie, bring me my sword.
I'm Rick.
I know you are, but what am I?
I'm Rick.
I know you are, but what am I?
I know you are, but what am I?
I know you are, but what am I, Infinity?
This is Daryl.
That's my other brother, Daryl.
Paul Rovia.
I see dead people.
But my friends used to call me Jesus.
Nobody fucks with the Jesus.
How many walkers have you killed?
Sorry, gotta run. You should, too.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like, your opinion, man.
You got about 7 minutes.
Seven, man, that's the number. Seven chipmunks twirling on a branch, eating lots of sunflowers on my uncle's ranch. You know that old children's tale from the sea?
The TV was always on in my house, in every room, always on. I never figured out why, but it's always on.
It's time for Radio Labyrinth.
With Tim Andrews, Ira Malkin, Jeff Leboff, and Stephanie Swain.
Very nice.
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah, I forgot to edit in the audio portion or the names.
Oh, that was better.
Yeah.
That was like,
we need to get Freddie to record a new thing for us.
Yeah, she told me the other day that she needed to catch up on listening. I told her that we're using her at the beginning, and she told her son, and her son said, "Holy shit, Mom, we got to listen."
And you said, well, if he said that, then he can probably.
Yeah, he's 16 years old driving and said, "Holy shit, Mom," or something like that. It freaks me out. But anyway, welcome to Radio Labyrinth, our podcast episode 011. That is 11. So this is the 11th week we've all gotten together. And the second week we've been joined by Stephanie. How are you doing today?
Great. I love it when you named me off at the beginning. It felt very a fish.
Yeah, I love naming off. I named off earlier today.
I want a fish.
Is that why you had to take a nap before you came?
I know, I took a nap after I came.
Yeah.
No, I didn't come today. I worked.
Oh, jeez. Wow. No refractory period for him.
No, I did not have an orgasm. I rolled pizza dough today. I also made focaccia bread.
Oh, focaccia.
Focaccia.
That's like a step above mezza.
You know what I was thinking? I was thinking this over the weekend. You could probably do a motherfucking dead-on impersonation of, and I can't think of his real name. He's on vinyl, but he played Benny on The Sopranos. What's his name? The guy from...
What, Casella? The guy with the fro?
Yeah, Max Casella.
Max Casella, Max, yeah, Casella. From Doogie Howser. Oh, yeah.
Let's hear it. I know you can do it.
You guys sound like a bunch of fucking monkeys with your dicks cut. And a lawnmower.
Yes, that's fucking perfect.
You do sound like him.
Yeah. Yeah. What was the line he said right before that, though? It was great. It was like, usually when guys are in a band, they're all playing in the same key or something like that. Yeah.
You have to learn the kinks. Learn not your kinks.
Yeah.
I didn't know that until last week that was Mick Jagger's son.
Yeah, well, we discussed it last
week. We did, yeah, but I didn't know.
Neither did I. I saw
James Jagger. Yeah. I know,
I'm right? Gen X Alzheimer's. Caused by chronic marijuana abuse.
Where are we? What are we doing?
What are we doing? It's episode 011 here in the studios at Eclipse. So guys and gal, what are we going to talk about this week?
Well, we started with vinyl. You want to get right into that? Or
sure.
You want to start something else?
I don't care. We can talk about vinyl.
Who watched episode Dos?
I did.
Yeah. I watched it.
Really almost fell off the couch whenever Richie Kung Fu'd. Yeah. Beat the shit out of them. Oh, holy my God. That absolutely destroyed me. He was coked out of his mind. That was so perfect. Well, I did not see that coming.
He broke Ray Romano's nose.
And then Ray Romano had to take a wrench to his car to cover up.
Yeah.
That was a heavy scene, man. He goes out to the car. I mean, as soon as he went out to the garage, I was like, holy shit.
He's going
to
kill himself.
Well, I knew he wouldn't because we knew he was going to be. But I was like, he's really upset. But that little scene right before he went out there where he was bickering with his wife a little bit.
Who's a piece of crap. What a piece of crap she is.
Yeah, but that scene was fucking funny. And my wife and I were watching that together, you know. And, you know, my wife and I are cool with each other, but we just started cracking up. We're just, like, looking at each other, you know, when they started bickering a little bit. And he's just, like, rolling his eyes and going, because that hit very home, the whole little scene. You know that's seriously.
Our insurance rates are going to go up after this. Yeah.
We were just cracking up.
What about that scene when his daughter was getting her bat mitzvah?
Yeah.
Or was it a bar or a bat?
It's bat, yeah.
Bat, okay. So she's getting her bar mitzvah, and the guy's walking around with the bat mitzvah, and she's walking around with the guy's walking around with a calculator.
Yeah.
It'll be this much.
Please, Daddy.
I wonder if that's real.
Like with the calculator?
No, I mean, just is that something that Jewish parents have to pay for? Because, I mean, that's extravagant expense.
It's ridiculous.
But it is something that, you know, like
I was
Catholics wouldn't know.
We took it easy, you know. Yeah. But remember that show, like My Sweet 16 or whatever? Some, you know, in affluent Jewish families, the bar and bat mitzvahs, it looks like that.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They hire, you know, huge rap stars and shit to show up. And
huge. Why couldn't I have been a rich Jewish kid?
I know.
Well, that's ridiculous, though, man. You know, that shit is ridiculous.
That's a great episode of American Dad, though. It's one of my favorites.
Which one?
The one where the guy at school, he steals Steve's girlfriend, the rich Jewish kid that's having the bar mitzvah. You never saw that one? Oh, it's great.
American Dad is one of those shows that I watch casually.
I do now.
I watched it religiously when it was on Fox, but now I catch it every now and then now that it's on TBS.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. I don't think it's stupid. I just never got into it.
No, it's
funny. I'm Family Guy through and through.
I know you.
Love that show.
What about Bob's Burgers? You like Bob's
Burgers? I never got into Bob's Burgers.
Love Bob's Burgers.
Bob's Burgers is awesome.
Yeah, I heard it was. Yeah, I haven't watched any of that stuff. I never got on the McFarlane train, you know, with any of his.
Well, with
Eugene Merman is the funny part about Bob's Burgers, I think.
I think Kristen Schaal's great,
too. Kristen
though.
Schaal's great also.
Really, the whole cast, H. John Benjamin. I mean, it's Lauren Bouchard. So, I mean, if you love Dr. Katz, if you loved Home Movies, I mean, that's basically just a continuation. That's why I love it so much anyway.
But I like John Benjamin.
Yeah, he's great in everything.
But Archer. I don't like Archer.
You don't like Archer?
You don't like Archer.
I don't think it's because it's him. And
yeah.
When I look at Archer, I see H. Benjamin, and I just can't.
I like the thing about Archer is that it has that really good dialogue, really well written. It's really funny.
And I love Aisha Tyler. I don't know why I don't.
Huh?
Where he was always saying phrasing when people would say something.
Yeah, yeah. And plus, I think it's cool that Lucky Yates from Dad's Garage is on that show. And, of course,
you got a history with
Amber Nash is also Dad's Garage, and she's on that show. She's probably the funniest person on the show, I think. Her lines are usually the best.
Yeah, Archer's one of those shows that I'll always catch pieces of, and I'll say, why the fuck am I not watching this
person? Yeah.
Yeah, Archer's awesome. I love the animation style on it, too.
Yeah.
That comes from Frisky Dingo, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Frisky Dingo. That was a good show.
Which I never understood that show
at
all.
It was insane,
I don't get it. What was it about? Someone explain
it. It was basically like Archer. There was a super spy guy. And
who was the super spy? Villain.
I don't know what I forget what the guy's name was, but it was H. John Benjamin playing the guy.
Well, who was the white guy?
It was like
and he had an old servant that lived with him. And
but there was a kid or something?
There was the white guy was like Murder Face or something like that.
Murder Face,
Yeah.
And that was his arch enemy.
Okay.
And they only did like two seasons of that.
All right.
Frisky Dingo.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was an insane show. It's kind of hard to say what it was about. It was just.
I never even heard of that.
Nonsense.
It was on Adult Swim.
Yeah.
Adventure Brothers.
You were too young for Adult Swim.
No, I was not. He's
too young for Beavis and Butthead.
No. Not true at all.
You guys watching this new season of the Venture Brothers?
I've never really.
I think I'm too behind, but
you would love that
I haven't
show.
Watched it.
And that's another one. I need to get into it. I've recorded it. I just haven't watched it yet.
Sure.
Yeah.
Do you watch it, Ira?
No, I don't.
And you're too behind?
Yeah.
They're in, well, just this real quick, they're in New York City this season.
They're billionaires now.
Yeah, because Dr. Venture's brother died, and it's pretty funny what's going on, because they have like these other superheroes in New York City, and they show up, and it's one of them's making fun of Wonder Woman, but it's this huge Amazonian chick, and it's, God, the woman from Saturday Night Live is in the Ghostbusters.
Leslie Jones?
No, not Leslie Jones, the other one.
Kate McKinnon?
Yeah, Kate McKinnon, who did a great voice on The Simpsons the other night, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's getting a lot of voice work. She's fucking amazing.
Wow. She really is.
Did you guys watch The Simpsons Sunday?
I was going to say, so you're watching New Simpsons, huh?
I just caught it because I was bored the other day, so I'll watch this one.
This whole Simpsons been quietly kicking ass this season, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, I got to get on board.
Me too.
Yeah, it was cool. She did Kate McKinnon did the dialogue portion, and then the chick from the Dixie Chicks did the singing.
Natalie Maines?
Yes, and it was pretty good. But, of course, it was a Lisa-centric episode.
Oh, God, they do so bad. I hate any Lisa episodes for
Bart,
the most part.
Bart was equally represented.
I know, but I get too much Lisa. TML.
I totally agree.
All right.
She's become the main character of the show.
True. Back to vinyl.
Okay.
Oh. All right. What was cool this week? I mean, the karate thing in Office of School, but he was fucking coked out of his mind watching Enter the Dragon all day.
Yeah. Well, who wouldn't?
Yeah.
I mean,
the Velvet Underground shit was really cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah.
Although the Andy Warhol isn't a very good Andy Warhol, is it?
No.
I was thinking that.
Crispin Glover did a much better Andy Warhol.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
I just watched that scene with Crispin Glover last night because I was watching a documentary about Crispin Glover on YouTube.
Oh, I got to see this.
It's fairly recent because the guy uses the Marc Maron interview as a source, and he also uses the time that he was on Opie and Anthony. But there's a lot of stuff I didn't know about his career, but that Andy Warhol scene, he's just so creepy with his tongue sliding out of his mouth.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's very...
this phone. I talk to God, but I don't have anything to say.
Maybe you can use it.
Maybe you can use it.
He's such a small role. What's the David Lynch movie with Nicolas Cage and Laura Dern? I love that movie.
Wild at Heart. I'm making my lunch.
God, I love that. What are you doing? Love it.
I'm making my lunch.
It got pretty bad towards the end. He used to stay up all night making sandwiches.
And I think that may have been the singular line that really got me into David Lynch. I was like, I got it. What else has this guy done?
That movie is hilarious.
Look, according to this, and maybe he had said it on the Marc Maron thing, that he got the character movements and everything of Marty McFly's dad from Eraserhead. And he was a huge David Lynch fan.
He got it from Eraserhead? Because I heard that interview. I don't remember that, though.
All right, well, maybe it was just in this documentary that I saw. But he said he got the voice, of course, but the mannerisms.
Right.
And then that character about that he did on David Letterman, where he had the long hair and he got kicked off. In 87, he went on Letterman, and he was like, I can kick, I can punch, and Letterman walked off. Do you remember that?
Right, he derailed the interview.
He derailed the interview in Letterman.
Then he claimed later that it wasn't him, it was a lookalike.
Right. Yeah. But that was actually a character that he invented that ended up showing up in movies and stuff.
Right.
In videos, music
videos. That after River's Edge or before?
He was on there that night to promote River's Edge.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and Letterman had him on before that, and he had him back on again and again, and he kept asking him about the night, and he would never admit to anything.
That's crazy. I mean, the whole thing with Back to the Future, too, you know, which I never knew. I mean, you guys knew about the lawsuits and all that stuff and him, you know, not being in Back to the Future, too.
Mm-hmm.
But even though they used his likeness, right?
Well, yeah, that you find out that it was the guy who was his stand-in in the first movie.
Yeah.
They used the face molds that made him look older in the first movie.
Right.
And put him on this guy.
That's crazy.
And they shot him in all those scenes.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that either.
So that's why he won the lawsuit, because they used his likeness without his permission.
And he set a precedent that...
For CGI stuff that's going on now, he set that precedent back then.
Right. Yep.
Right. But, you know, it wasn't... And the reason that he had such a problem with the Back to the Future franchise was basically the ending of Back to the Future.
Yeah.
He said he didn't like how... You know, he switched his life around and he got all confident and, you know, it all turned into it was all about the money, you know.
Right? Yeah, the resolution wasn't love. It was they had a monetary reward.
Exactly.
And he kept arguing with the producer and Robert Zemeckis about that.
Right.
And, you know, that they wanted to change that.
I guess I never thought so deeply into it, you know. I was just like, oh, Marty's got a Toyota 4x4, and now he's going to go bang his girlfriend in the woods. Yay! Right, right.
But A, it was the 80s. That was exactly kind of our mindset at the time, certainly right. mine, you know. He's watching TV.
Yeah. What were they watching? They were watching The Honeymooners or something?
Yeah.
I love it when he's at his mom's house. In the 50s, and he goes, oh, this is a great episode. And the kid goes, how do you know? It's brand new.
Yeah.
But then again, they're watching a brand new episode during dinner. Doesn't make any fucking sense.
No. I guess not.
Elaine, another one of these kids fell out of the tree.
So you're my Uncle Joey.
Yeah.
Better get used to these bars, kid.
Right. Yeah. What a great movie.
Oh, yeah.
We should do a whole thing talking about, but I don't like the third movie. I like the first and the second.
Yeah. And what would it have been like if Eric Stoltz would have played him? That would
oh
have been
God.
A
totally different movie.
So they just decided halfway through filming that they didn't like it. He had to reshoot all of his scenes.
Yeah.
It wasn't halfway, I don't think. There had been some quite a bit of footage out of Eric Stoltz.
So what was the whole deal with that?
I don't know. I don't think he mentioned why Stoltz didn't work out. It's just that I think they had some kind of falling out with
him. Did they explain it in Back in Time, the documentary on Netflix?
I don't know.
I think it was just like they were prejudiced because he's a ginger. I don't know. Like they didn't think everybody would want that.
Really? Well, really?
They wanted Marty McFly to have a soul.
Come on. Eric Stoltz is a great actor.
No, he is. But, you know, for that role, I don't know.
I thought we were going to ride bicycles across Europe.
Tim and Mask again.
God bless. That
movie, man.
Good thing X-Files is over.
Uh-huh.
Good thing X-Files is over.
Why? So
stop talking about Rocky Dennis.
Poor Jillian.
When I was like 20 years old, I went to Cedar Point with my sister, and I was a pretty big gal at the time, about a deuce, something like that, and we were on roller coaster, and I just dyed my hair this bright colored red.
Uh-huh.
And they took one of those pictures, do you know?
Yeah.
So you're going so fast. Yeah. And like the G-force, it pushed all the fat on my face forward and then the hair, and I looked just like fucking Rocky Dennis on a roller coaster. My sister, oh my God, she still has this picture.
Yeah?
It was horrifying.
All right,
yeah.
Call her up right now.
I don't mind coming over here and fucking your mom, but I don't like looking at you. You're an ugly cuss.
Holy shit. God, that movie.
Gorge, the banquet beer.
Who was that?
Sam Elliott.
Oh, right.
Coors, the banquet there. You got to move your lips like him to get it down.
Sam
Elliott. Yeah, it helps if you have a mustache. You gotta.
And you got those big, flappy, overflap lips. Coors, the banquet beer.
What the fuck is a banquet beer, by the way?
I don't know if it's on the script. I get a million a year to talk about Coors. Coors. And your kid's a big ugly face. Hey, I don't mind how ugly you are. You can ride with my motorcycle gang.
Now do him from Roadhouse.
I don't remember that movie. Yeah. I mean, I've seen it. I just can't quote it. I like the style, dude.
Sometimes you eat the bar, and sometimes the bar eats you.
That's some sort of Eastern thing.
That's the whole character right there.
Far from it.
Far from it. Whatever you say, dude.
Yeah.
The dude abides.
That's right.
I take comfort in that.
Yeah, we'll do all Sam Elliott movies.
So I guess we did like Vinyl.
I liked this episode, and I agree with you last week whenever you were talking about how Scorsese directed Boardwalk, and it was a little bit boring, because I had the same problem the first time I watched Boardwalk. I didn't get into it, then I went back and watched it, and then got past the first episode, and I did think this episode was a lot more lively.
Speaking of Boardwalk Empire.
Oh, yeah.
The other night, the guys at Amat's, I guess it was Sunday night, the pizza guys always decide what music you're going to listen to. So you never know. One night it's going to be heavy metal. During the early evening, it's going to be Fish, because a lot of the guys like Fish or The Dead. And then there's also, you know, like guys who like rap, so there's hardcore rap. And
there was Elvis music playing when I was eating.
Well, because you're listening out in the back. The bartender controls the music.
Okay.
Well, this is the kitchen.
Okay.
And the kitchen is like Kanye. I'm going to have to bleep that, by the way, because I actually said it.
You have to say ninja. That's what I always do.
You said the D word?
Yeah. There's this song where Kanye just says the N word over and over and over and over. It's like, that's the only word in the fucking song. And these are all white kids. But it's awesome. I mean, whatever. I don't care. I mean, there's kids. But anyway, they're not even kids. I got to go down a rabbit
hole. I would care. I think I would be in the back with the bartender going, I can't take it in there.
That deep fried pizza thing was pretty good, but I think the pizza itself is better than the deep fried pizza thing.
Well, yeah, their pizza is amazing.
So you had it.
But you were pitching that deep fried pizza thing like it was better than the pizza.
No, I just said it was good.
It was pretty good.
I think he was pitching it because it's kind of a rare thing. You know, nobody
else is doing. I mean, it's not a stromboli. It's not like a calzone. It's like a deep fried pizza thing.
It's like a deep fried calzone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tasty.
I had a lot of bread on it, so it made like breadsticks and stuff.
I don't take your word on anything because you did not like the Jets BLT pizza, which I think is insane.
The Jets BLT pizza with the turbo crust.
Turbo.
Way too much lettuce on it. It was like a salad.
Who puts lettuce on pizza?
Yeah. It's a BLT pizza.
Gross.
There's lettuce.
It's just dough with bacon on it.
Get a salad on the side.
It's cat.
I know. It sounds fucking delicious, but
it is.
I had to pick like 3/4 of the lettuce on it.
Anyway, we don't have these novelty pizzas at a Matzah. You get fresh artisan pizzas, handmade with the freshest ingredients. Anyway.
I'm sure there's some kind of novelty shit over there. Well, it's deep fried is a novelty.
I don't know if that. I don't know.
Is it true that Amaz is going to be giving us a gift certificate to give away on the podcast?
Yeah. Yes, it is true. We are giving one away.
Oh, wow.
Look at this, ladies and gentlemen.
Is this for reviews?
Review your reviews this week. More details later, but thank you for that tease.
Radio Labyrinth comes back.
Thanks, Amaz.
Yeah. So the reason I brought them up, though, is that they were listening to some really good music, and then I heard is this the fucking theme to Boardwalk Empire? And I guess it's Brian Jonestown Massacre.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know it was them, though, and I didn't never put two and two together.
I didn't know either. I mean, I didn't know who did that tune, but it's a pretty cool opening.
Yeah.
I thought. Good a lot song. Of people didn't like it, though.
I thought it was great. I liked the pacing of it and the meow, meow, meow.
I like shows that, you know, where they're period pieces like that, but the music is totally off. Like, The Nick is like that.
Yeah.
Oh, I love The Nick. They play all that electro.
The electronic music where it's, you know, this old turn of the century.
The Nick is so great.
I know. Yeah, we haven't talked to Nick.
Too bad it's canceled.
What?
Canceled.
What do you mean, after this season?
Yep.
How do you know? Oh, no, I thought they had one more and then canceled. No?
No.
Huh. Was it canceled, or is Soderbergh just decided he only wanted to do the two seasons and that was
that? Yeah, well, they didn't renew it for another season.
And all right, good night, everybody. That's it. We don't need to do this podcast.
It's
got to
be an expensive show to do.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They basically left it up in the air whether Clive Owen was alive or not in the final episode.
You're killing me here. I haven't seen the second season.
Hey. Who with the spoilers?
I said they left it up in the air.
Hey.
As long as they left it up in the air. As long as you leave me up in the air, we're fine.
Leave me high and hard.
But now you're never going to find out because they're not going to make any more of them.
Well, shit. No, they'll come back with a movie. That's what everybody's doing.
I wish they would. I wish they'd keep going. I like that show a lot.
Deadwood
Amazing.
Movie.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Before we start talking about this week's episode of The Walking Dead, you guys, I watched the first episode of Better Call Saul from season one.
Yay!
Watched it last night.
Congratulations.
Thought it was amazing.
Yeah.
Didn't want to stop watching it, but it was too late and I had to go to bed.
I did the same thing.
Michael McKean answered one of my questions on his AMA on Reddit this week.
Oh, yeah? What did you ask?
Really?
I said, were you, as a professional actor, upset at all that you didn't get an Emmy nomination for Better Call Saul? And then I added, I was upset for you, Mr. Help, there's a hog in my kitchen.
what is that from?
That's from Laverne and Shirley.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Lenny's last name was Kosnowski, and somebody asked him what Kosnowski meant, and he said, help, there's a hog in my kitchen.
See, the writing on those shows back in the day. Come on.
He totally ignored the help, there's a hog in my kitchen line and said it's not about the awards.
Yeah.
And he wasn't upset.
You should tell Kanye that.
Why would he? That's the reason he answered you, though.
Yeah. I'm sure because he saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder why he wouldn't address that. He probably didn't like talking about Laverne and Shirley.
Maybe they edited his comment.
I don't think Reddit's editing.
Well.
But if you're like AMAs. Me, if you're like me and you haven't watched Better Call Saul and you were a fan of, Breaking Bad, the final scene in the first episode will just fucking suck you in. Forever.
I can't remember the first episode. What happened?
Well, I'm going to tell you that, the skateboard kids and the way the story's told, it's layered very well. And then at the very end, he ends up at this house. And he opens the, he knocks on the door, and you see a gun pointing at his head, and then they cut to the door, and it's Tuco.
Yeah. Right?
And I was like, oh, I got to go to bed, but no, tonight I'm going to watch another episode. Nice. I'm going to try to get the this season finished, the first season finished, so I can start talking about...
with us?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I watched it, you know what, I fell asleep. I know, I was totally...
You didn't
go
back?
I was just, no, I didn't have a chance, but
that's
I...
Such a good...
Well, no, I think I only had like 20 minutes left, or 15 minutes.
You missed one of the best parts, the squat crawler. Right.
Well, let's get to The Walking Dead here before we take a break. Who watched it?
I did.
I watched it.
No, Ira, you're not, right?
I'm out.
All right. So, we'll make it quick then.
No, don't worry about me.
Right now's a good time to jump back in, though, because a lot of big stuff's happening.
Yeah.
I'm far gone, man.
A lot of big stuff is happening. This episode was pretty cool. It was Rick and Daryl running around.
Duke Boy style.
And it really...
Did you see the YouTube video with the... Where they were driving the truck around the field?
No.
And they put the Benny Hill music to it?
They should have. I mean, that was all stupid.
It was.
Now, explain to me how you can follow a truck and then catch up to it and then tie a guy up and drive away and then that guy follows you.
Because he's Jesus?
Yeah, because he's
Jesus. He's got Jesus power.
He's Jesus. Who is that guy? Is he from the comic book?
Yeah, he's from the comic book.
And what is his deal?
Special forces or something, and he's... really super trained in like hand-to-hand combat. And
is he with Negan or is he with in nobody?
Well,
because his beard
in
is
the
trained.
Comic book he lives in another settlement like Alexandria.
Okay,
but Negan has taken charge of that settlement, and Negan's making there's like a bunch of little settlements all around.
Yeah,
and Negan's trying to like network them all together, but he takes half of whatever they bring in.
Okay.
He's like the ISIS of the apocalypse.
Yeah. Okay.
So they'll go out, all the settlements are going out looking for supplies.
Okay.
And then they pull them all back into a warehouse, and then Negan and his people come and they take half of everything. And so they leave the entire community with just half.
You can't take
half.
What's
left. I take half.
I take half.
So this guy, I mean, you'll find out eventually his role.
In the comic book, that's what happens anyway. Yeah.
So the other thing I want to ask, before I get to the other thing I want to ask, is it Nishon or Michonne?
Michonne.
Neither.
Danai Gurira.
Okay. Her and Rick, do they hook up in the comic book too?
No.
Really? So this is the writers taking...
Right. Well, a lot of people have been talking about it since like season 3. I guess they had a moment.
Michonne.
Yeah. Yeah, and the shippers... Call it Rishon.
Mm-hmm. I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
We were talking about it before. Stephanie didn't like it.
I'm not a fan.
Why?
I'm not a shipper.
But
for
of
one
them
thing.
Hooking up?
No.
You're not a what?
Of it.
A shipper.
What's a shipper?
Those are the people that care about like the love lives of...
A relationship?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that term.
A shipper?
A shipper, yeah.
No, I don't know that either.
A shipper.
That's what they call them. The people that are like, you know, are Sam and Diane ever going to get together?
Oh, all right. Yeah.
Why do they call it a shipper?
Relationshipper.
Oh, I guess.
On that show, Jane the Virgin, I guess it'll be when her hymen gets busted. I want to know, though. Do you know that show, Jane the Virgin?
No.
I don't watch that.
Don't
but you're
watch
aware
it.
Of it.
I'm aware of it, yes.
All right, well.
I'm aware it exists.
It is actually a very funny show.
Yeah.
Says the guy with a serious girlfriend.
I'm not kidding. It's a well-done show. They use a lot of social media, and they make fun of all the... telenovela shows and stuff like that because her dad is on one. But anyway, she's a virgin. And so I said to my girlfriend the other night, we were watching, I said, do you think she still has a hymen since she gave birth? And she just looked at me and said, would you shut up?
You know, according to that show, Adam Ruins Everything, the hymen doesn't actually break.
What?
Yeah. Do you watch Adam Ruins Everything?
No, but I know of it.
Great show.
Responded to a tweet that I wrote.
Oh, really?
About him being the bastard son of the Mythbusters and somebody else. I forget who the other person was. Oh, the Encyclopedia Britannica kid.
What did he say?
He just said, you know, very funny or some shit like that.
But no, I don't watch that show.
You would love the show. He dispels, like, everything. Yeah. He ruins work. He ruins love. He ruins everything.
Huh.
But he is the bastard son of both Mythbusters and that annoying Encyclopedia Britannica kid.
And Jimmy Neutron.
Yeah.
Why was Carl such a pussy about killing that woman?
No, he was leading him.
Yeah, he was helping the dude get he led the mom to the kid so the kid could kill her.
All right, so he had the forethought to do that.
He wanted to have the closure like he had with his own mother, right, when he got to kill her.
All right, now what's up with the little 16-year-old bitch who's pouty all the time?
That's the girl that saved Glenn.
Yeah, I know that, and saved Laura.
I don't know, but if I heard Glenn say Enid one more time,
right,
God bless it, for like two episodes, Enid! Enid! Yeah, but like every 4 seconds.
She's such a mopey little bitch.
I think
you only got to put up with Glenn for about four more episodes.
Yeah, he's going to die at the end of this season, right?
I have a real strong feeling that he's going to.
I think Michonne's going to die now because Rick can't have anybody. That was the other reason why I didn't care for that, because they're probably going to kill her now.
Yeah, in the comic book, Michonne and Rick are still alive, and so's Andrea, though, so it's who knows what's going to happen.
No.
I just didn't like, I mean, to me, Michonne is this badass warrior. I can't stand seeing her all vulnerable and just, oh, yes.
In love?
Yeah. Ew, it's gross. It's gross to me.
I watched a good YouTube video yesterday about The Walking Dead, and we'll link to it in the notes. I'll send it to Ira. But there's a theory that you can tell how long the series is going to last based on the decomposition of the walking or the dead people from season one to now.
And what?
There's a theory based that you can tell this.
That can't be true, though, because it's going to go on forever. And they're making new zombies all the time. Every time somebody gets killed, if they don't brain them, then they become a walker.
Yeah, but they're going to be less and less of those. So
maybe.
And they'll eventually just rot into bones.
Did you realize, though, after watching Last Man on Earth, I didn't even think about this, you know, gas goes bad. So at some point, they wouldn't have gas anymore.
That's true. They'd have to refine it.
So that's a thing.
And that's from Last Man on Earth?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a great show, by the way.
Yeah, well, I've heard a lot about that one, too.
That is a funny as fuck show.
Yes, it's hilarious.
Very good.
That's, what's his name?
Will Forte.
Yeah, Forte.
And Kristen
Schaal.
Yeah.
Schaal. Fantastic on this show.
January Jones.
She's great. Yeah. She's very funny.
The big guy is the guy from first season of
Todd.
Better Call Saul. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, anyway. Better Call Saul's good. Tim liked it.
Good.
Let's see, recapping what we talked about. The Walking Dead, everybody enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Let's see, X-Files, anybody give a shit? I don't.
Well, obviously I don't because I haven't watched.
I don't.
They left it up in the air whether or not Mulder was dead in the final episode.
Did they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, six shows and they killed them off, huh? They opened the X-Files for six episodes.
The last episode... It was like a second part of the first episode.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Where, what's his name, the bald guy, the comedian from Talk Soup?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Right.
He comes back on the air with
bald
his conspiracy.
Guy. He's not bald.
He's really bald in real life.
He's bald.
You're talking about Joel McHale?
Yes.
Yeah. That's a piece.
I don't know about
anyway.
That.
Anyway.
We did discuss that. You're
it's
right.
It's a good piece.
I don't
it
know.
Is a good piece, and the way he combs it over, like... in the front
he's
to cover
too
up
tall
the,
and handsome to be bald.
He's bald
anyway
so he comes back and says, you know, all the shit's happening, the government has planted alien DNA in certain people and those people are going to be immune but everybody else is going to get sick and the military and all the stuff starts happening, everybody starts getting sick. Scully is one of the people that has the alien DNA, so she's not sick. Mulder gets real sick though, and confronts the cigarette smoking man. And
he's gonna get together with Scully, and she's
Scully made an antidote that works on some people, but by the time she got to Mulder, he was so far gone that she said the only thing that's gonna work is stem cells, and the stem cells they got to get from their kid. And they don't know where their kid is.
Oh, well, maybe they're going to make love.
Yeah, maybe they'll have a new kid real quick.
Right.
Mulder.
Since it'll be an alien kid, it'll grow
up. 9 months.
they're saying, that, oh, God, we got to find our son. And then...
William.
And then, boom, the UFO hovers over them and shines a bright light down onto their car.
All right,
and that's
all right, I'm back in. I'm going to watch it. That's right up my alley. I'm in for that.
Don't need to watch it. Jeff just told us.
Yeah, there you go.
No, I'm still going to watch it.
I'm going to watch it.
All right, so.
And Mulder and Scully Jr.
Yeah.
With the girl from 6 Feet Under and the brother of Green Arrow there.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, the girlfriend said the redhead from 6 Feet Under?
Yeah, what's her name?
And she was in that movie, she wrote that
Agent
movie.
Einstein.
I don't know what you're talking about.
X-Files Junior, where she's the new Scully.
Yes.
And I don't know what the guy's name is. His last name's Amell. He's the brother of the dude that plays Green Arrow.
Wait, where was this? Well, what is it?
What are you talking about?
Two actors that are in this new X-Files that maybe they're talking about. Maybe they're...
Oh, I hope they throw them
in there
that.
To try and spin them off.
No, don't do that. They're doing like a prequel?
Well, there's like this young guy who's maybe could be David Duchovny because he's real good looking. And the redhead from 6 Feet Under is the new Scully.
They're
setting it up like that.
Yeah, I know. I hope they don't do it.
Can I ask about one show before we take a break? Do you guys know or are familiar with Togetherness?
Yes, I watched the first season.
You guys like it?
I kind of dipped in and out of it last season, and I don't not like it. I guess that's what I'll say.
Any of these shows we're talking about. I mean, it's never heard of it.
It's kind of mopey, but there's
very
boobs
mumblecore,
on it.
Which is the Duplass way.
It's very Woody Allen, though.
Is it a millennial show?
No.
No, it's about people like our age that have families.
Generation X.
Kids, but it's done very well.
It is.
Acting is superb.
Yeah.
Amanda Peet.
Amanda Peet boobs in the first season.
Is great. And the Duplass brothers, I think this is going to be a great show for them. They're going to do great things.
That's not actually his brother, though, that's playing his
brother.
No. But one of the Duplass brothers is on Transparent.
Right.
Right. Okay.
One of them. Not both of them. I thought, like the entire first season, I thought that other guy was the other Duplass brother.
Oh, I see.
I don't know what any of you are talking about.
They're like the Coen
brothers. You watch Transparent, right? I don't watch it. I want to watch it. Yeah, I don't have Amazon.
It's on After Girls.
Oh, yeah.
Your favorite show.
I'll explain to you more during the break.
Yeah, a girl at work the other day said, I can't wait. New Girls tonight. I'm like,
Dude, Girls, when she did Naked Ping Pong with Patrick Wilson, that was it.
That show was dead to me.
Yeah. It was dead to me. This is so unbelievable. Like, she has used her... whatever cred to lure Patrick Wilson, and like he's laying there telling her she's beautiful. You're out of your mind.
I like that Michael J. Fox does her tattoos. All right, we will be right back after this.
See this ugly yellow stain? That's what comes from cigar or cigarette smoke. Just think what smoking a pack a day, every day, could do to your teeth. But look. Here's Topol, the smoker's tooth polish that helps remove all kinds of superficial tobacco stains. Topol starts to work immediately to clean your teeth and to help remove these stains. Just use Topol week after week and watch your teeth get brighter and brighter. Topol, the smoker's tooth polish, now in 3-ounce regular or 7-ounce fluoride.
They have a fucking cigarette in the ashtray. Right next to this.
Okay. Length matters, length your matters. Pay. Be mine if we dance with your dates. Length matters. Length matters.
Tell me it's bigger than a tic tac.
Oh.
Why do you
know?
Girth.
Yeah. Cannon?
It's too long.
Length matters. Length matters.
With VIPs. Very immense penises.
We've got Bush. We've got Bush.
Is that Ryan Reynolds saying very immense penises? I think that's what it is.
Well, John Mark told me it was from.
From basketball?
Basketball?
No, he did. He said it was from Revenge of the Nerds 2.
Oh,
and it was Booger.
It's Curtis Armstrong.
Curtis Armstrong.
Oh, okay,
I believe
we've got Bush. We've got Bush.
And speaking of
hair pie,
it's Twoo. It's Twoo. You know that, right?
Yeah, that's from
Blazing Saddles.
Yeah, and it is.
And did you see? This wasn't just recent, but I feel like it was last month that Mel Brooks said, hey, we're going to do Spaceballs 2.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Spaceballs 2?
Well, no, because remember when in Spaceballs where he said, well, we're all going to be back here for Spaceballs 2, the quest for more money.
Yeah.
Or something like that. And he said, yeah, we're going to call it the quest for more money.
Without John Candy or Joan Rivers, I don't know.
Ooh, yeah. Well, it's going to be tough.
Hey, I'm all in, man. If they're really going to do it.
Do you think it'll be an all-new cast, or will there be original people in it? Like, obviously, Daphne Zuniga needs something to do.
Right. Yeah, where's she been?
I don't know. I don't even know if I said her name right.
No, I believe you did. And Bill Pullman, he's still working. He's going to be in the new Independence Day that's coming out.
We're going to Haiti.
Then we're off.
Oh, what's that movie?
Ruthless People.
Not to Haiti, you moron.
No, what's that Bill Pullman movie?
Serpent in the Rainbow.
Yes.
Oh, what a great fucking creepy, scary movie. Yeah, that movie's scary. Mm-hmm.
Didn't somebody hit him in the balls with a hammer or something?
Oh, they did. Oh, yes. Yeah. That, nailed him to the chair.
Yeah.
That fucked me up.
That mm-hmm. that creepy voodoo guy that was
I don't
in
even have balls, and movies. I was like, no thanks.
It was in movies in the 80s, that creepy voodoo. The creepy voodoo guy whose teeth would always show when he was sweet to you. I'm about to kill you now. Serpent in the Rainbow, and then that one with Alice Cooper where he's the zombie.
Oh.
It's John Carpenter movie.
Oh, you're talking about
Prince of Darkness.
Scared me. The reason that movie scared me is because they kept playing it that you are receiving this message from the future.
Yeah. That was fucked up.
It was
man.
Creepy as shit.
Well, and the demon, was killer. when she had Satan, when she gave birth to Satan, that was intense.
Yeah.
You're receiving this message from the future.
It's kind of like a Rosemary's Baby type thing.
Wait, and then Alice Cooper turned into roaches? To a pile of roaches?
No, they
or
came
something?
Out of his mouth.
Oh.
Yeah.
Anyway. Length matters. Length matters.
Alice should do more film, don't you think?
Yes, Alice. Alice is awesome.
He's just on the Grammys.
I think Alice Cooper is the shit, man. We've seen him a couple times. Tony is a guy, you can't hear him because he's not talking, but he's watching us with his friend of ours from... Yeah, I know, he's here.
I know.
Hi, Tony.
He's not on the end. He's not on the end of my finger.
Didn't you come to the Alice Cooper show with us? We were in the front row. Yeah, we were in the front row at Chastain and Halloween evening one night. Anyway,
saw them open for Crew. Saw him open for Crew.
Oh, yeah.
Just recently, sort of recently.
That was the time I ate an entire joint.
You did? Why'd you eat it?
I was paranoid.
Okay.
We got busted for smoking at that show.
Cigarettes or weed?
Weed.
I don't remember that.
By concert security.
Uh-huh.
And the concert security guard who busted us promptly went over and started talking to a uniformed police officer.
Okay.
So I'm thinking, oh, shit.
Uh-huh.
So I ate the entire joint.
And did the cop ever come over to you? The
cop never came over. Nothing ever happened. And
did you get
high? I was really, really high.
I can fucking imagine. First time I ever did edibles. Anyway, I don't want to digress. We'll talk about that some other time. Length matters. We got a game this week.
You pigs.
Let me tell you something. I'm excited about this. Ira tried to play Length Matters last week on the Adam Carolla podcast.
Yeah,
and you waited on hold for how long?
Well, it wasn't that I... Yeah, you're right. I did wait probably a good 30
Could you hear
minutes.
The show while you're on hold?
Yeah. Cool. No. I'm sorry. You know what?
No.
I fucked up. They I was on for a little bit, and then they said, "Hey, we're going to call you back." I'll tell the story briefly, but you know, I contacted the producer because I play another game on one of Carolla's other shows, CarCast. So I have kind of an email report with the producer, and I said, "Hey, we have this game, you know, Length Matters that we play on our show. Are you interested?" And I told them, they said, "Yeah, let's do it." And Adam was into it. They said, "All right, we're going to play." But
only if we do the networks.
No.
That's never going to go away. But Shatner's going to be in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
So
you're jazzed.
We want
excited.
You to come on and play with Shatner.
Do Shatner shows for the Length of Matters, right?
Now, in the meantime, I'm texting Tim with exclamation points going, Shatner's in the studio and we're going to play with Shatner.
No.
Who doesn't want to play with Shatner?
And I'm like, holy shit.
Not his ex-wife.
But then they... Yeah, they never called back, but he sent me an email.
Marco.
Oh, no. Come on.
That
now.
Was harsh.
What?
So harsh.
Only a few people will get that.
Well, I don't know. Not if we're sitting here going,
Marco.
Oh.
I can't believe she didn't reply to Marco.
Somebody needed swimming lessons.
There's a man on the wing of this plane.
Yeah.
And a woman on the bottom of this pool.
Oh, shit.
God. He was a most. You're a man. Anyway, continue. Sorry, Ira.
Oh, that was it. They sent me an email and said, look, the Shatner interview got a little heavy because they were talking about Nimoy and they started talking about his wife who, you know, died in the, drowning. So they said, probably not a good time to play a silly game, right? So anyway.
Leonard did not like Bill. In fact, no, Brad and I invited Bill to our wedding. Leonard said, why did you invite Bill? Oh my. Your penis is very nice. I think I do an okay George Takei.
I'd say it's better than okay.
Yes, yes.
Oh. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
To K. It's okay.
So Leonard, Leonard said, well, don't invite Bill. Bill never was there for you in the past.
Oh, my.
And Brad.
I'm in a gay.
Brad has nice musculature.
Musculature.
That he said on Howard.
Dry white oatmeal.
Fuck. Fuck.
An only Stern listener.
If you get a TK autograph at Dragon Con 2, it's Brad that you give the money to, weren't you?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Brad is my pimp. I'm his bottom bitch.
They're like attached at the hip.
Suck my tits. No, he says, tickle my
tickle
tits.
My tits.
Tickle my tits. Musculature.
Musculature.
Leonard. I just love it. Anyway, fuck, what are we doing? Oh, we're playing length.
Yeah.
Okay.
America's funniest home videos.
Ooh, okay.
The Bob Saget years only.
Okay.
Against Baywatch.
Oh.
I'm going to say America's funniest home videos went longer.
Well, honey.
Wait, let's start with the year.
No, I'm saying it went longer first, and then I'm going to try and figure out the year.
Well,
this had to be 80. Seven.
And you're saying,
I'm saying
home videos went longer.
Home videos went longer.
With Saget.
Okay. Stephanie?
I agree. 87.
Okay.
Definitely went longer than.
What? Home videos?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Baywatch, there was a reimagining of Baywatch, was there not?
Yeah.
Baywatch Nights?
Yeah, no, I didn't mess with any of that shit.
Okay.
The original.
Okay. I'm going to say 1988. And that America's Funniest Home Videos ran longer.
So we're all saying America's Funniest Home Videos ran longer than Baywatch.
I'm
Bob
saying,
Saget.
And I'm saying 88.
We're saying 87, you're saying 88.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
America's Home Videos ran from 1989.
Oh, we're all wrong.
To 1997.
Okay.
That's 8 years. Baywatch ran from September 89 to May 2001.
What?
Holy shit.
11 years.
Fuck. Well, none
everybody
of us
got fucked.
All we're right. All fucked.
That was a stumper.
That was a stumper?
That was a cold deck to you, Teltas.
All right. Are you ready for the next matchup, ladies
sure.
and gentlemen?
Shoot.
Sure I do.
Sure I do. Hit me up.
I'll bring my shoes and my glasses.
Hit me with some funny shit.
So I have them. The Love Boat.
Soon we'll be making another run.
We'll go against Three's Company.
78.
We'll start with you, Steph.
I say 78.
Okay.
Which ran longer?
Which ran longer?
Three's Company.
Three's Company ran longer, Steph says. Tim?
77.
Okay.
And wait, what are the shows again?
Love Boat and Three's Company.
78 and Love Boat ran longer.
I'm going to say 77 that Tim started with and stopped and changed.
No, I don't want to change it. It's 77 is what I meant. 77 and Love Boat ran longer.
I'm saying 77 and Three's Company. Cause they had
I'm going back to 78.
They had all the different roommates. They had the landlords. They had
the ropers.
I'm saying Three's Company ran longer than Love Boat.
Three's Company ran from March 1977.
Yeah, so we were right, 77.
Mm.
To September 1984. That's 7 years. The Love Boat ran from May 77, February 1990.
What?
Yeah, that sure
13
ran.
13 years.
Long fucking time.
Good God.
Okay.
Well, you guys at least got it.
This is why this game is so wonderful. You never know.
No idea.
What was the
happen.
What was the show that was on the year after?
Regularly it ran until
It did.
It had seasons and everything.
Yeah.
Look, it wasn't just like Wikipedia.
One movie
no.
in 1989 and they're counting that as.
No, okay. It ran that long.
All right.
What was the spinoff of Three's Company?
The Ropers.
No, the one at the end of the show.
Three's a Crowd.
Oh, horrible.
Yeah, that was John Ritter and who?
And his wife and the dad.
No, one of the should have made a show with Larry.
Yeah.
The neighbor.
Right.
Yeah, Larry was great. Yeah. He was always getting Richard tail Klein. At the Beagle. He was down at the Beagle.
Who was the Regal Beagle? Who was the sexiest chick to play their roommate? Certainly not Pamela Barnes.
Suzanne Summers?
What about the middle one?
Terry? Not Terry. The other one. The real tall one.
Terry
that
was the last
one. Oh, I like that one.
Yeah.
Pamela Barnes was Terry, right?
Terry.
And who was the big, tall, dumb one? She was somebody's cousin.
I forget her name.
She was Chrissy's cousin.
She had huge.
She was corn fed. She was totally corn fed.
Huge tits.
Corn fed.
Yeah.
But Suzanne Summers, man.
She's great. She still looks great.
I remember that.
Five Masters.
That Playboy came out in like 1988.
Yeah.
And my mom bought it for her boyfriend.
Oh, really?
And she went to work and she left it on the counter. She said, "Don't you look at that." And I'm like, "Okay."
Yeah, right.
Your mom was saucy.
Yeah, don't look at that. I fucking beat off to that the minute she walked out of the house. It was like, and I held it so I wouldn't, you know, nothing would get on that. I'm just like, Suzanne Summers.
I only wish Tim would stop regaling us with stories of his masturbation.
At least I didn't do it in the fucking theater every week with children. With children around, you pulled your penis out.
To a horrible movie.
You're a dirty person. Yeah.
Tim hasn't brought up any trannies in a while.
Well, I don't know any trannies. All right.
We need to talk about baskets a little.
There is, but my father...
Let's talk about baskets next week.
My father was in a 1970, I think it was, Playboy episode because...
Issue?
Yeah. Well, his picture was in there, and I'll tell you why, which is even bigger.
Stereo equipment.
Sex and cinema.
He was in a candid camera movie.
Oh, my God.
Called What Do You Say to a Naked Lady?
We thought it would be funny.
I've seen that movie.
I've seen that movie also.
Have you?
Yeah.
My father is in it.
He used to be on HBO all the time.
Do you happen to remember a scene? Well, so the whole premise of this movie is it's a
dirty candid camera.
They put naked chicks just out in public somewhere and people freak out and they,
you know, you got to find that scene so we can play it on.
No, my dad used to have the VHS. I wonder if he still has that. We could transfer it. We could probably transfer it here to Cliff.
We thought it would be funny to let some titties freak Ira Malkin's father out.
Right, before there was an Ira Malkin.
Smile, you're so, a candid cat.
My dad is on a floor in like a high-rise building in New York, and the elevator
opens. The entire
opens.
What Do You Say to the Naked Ladies on YouTube.
Is it? All right, beautiful. We'll put the clip in.
So there's a movie I wanted to talk about today, but I don't think we're going to have time.
Elevator opens, a naked lady comes out. My dad's like, "Oh my God."
Oi, oi, with the titties on.
Is it your mom?
Well, but that would be funny.
That's how
they met.
That's how they met.
Meet cute.
But my dad, being a nice Jewish man, this is what he does. He takes his trench coat off. And he goes, "Aren't you cold?"
Did he get any money? Did he get paid?
That was the big joke that my parents had throughout the years. He said he's still waiting for his check, you know?
Your dad was he's into the demure, the less is more.
Yeah,
Trench coat on, let me think about what's underneath.
Well, he was very concerned for the young lady.
That was very nice.
Who might have a chill.
Oh my God, I got the gas, I'm sorry.
Our final matchup here. Now, this is a tough one.
I'm doing poorly this week.
Yeah, everybody's doing poorly. You and I have 1 point each for 77.
I'm not even keeping score.
I have nothing.
You and I have one point.
This is not going to be easy.
All right. Go ahead.
The Jon Stewart Show on MTV.
Fuck.
Okay. Leather Jacket John.
Against Lois and Clark, New Adventures of
Superman. Oh, I am not going to know this one. I can tell you that right now.
That's why I said it was had. It's had.
I'm going to say 93.
Not 93?
It is 93.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to say 93, and that the Superman... No, damn it.
Lois and Clark, the New Adventures of Superman.
John Stewart ran long. No Lois and Clark. I'll say that.
I'm going to say 92, and that Lois and Clark ran longer.
I'm going to say 93... And I think that Jon Stewart Show was only one season, so Lois and Clark must have gone longer than one season.
Jon Stewart Show on MTV, I'm saying network, sorry, ran from October 1993 to June 1995. That's 2 years.
Oh, 2 years.
Lois and Clark ran from September 93 to June 1997. That's four years. Lois and Clark ran longer.
Everybody got 2 points.
Thank
game
you
over.
For playing, everybody.
Length matters. Length matters.
Ooh. It's bigger than a Tic Tac.
It's bigger than a Tic Tac. You know what that's from, right?
He told me what it was, but
it's from an Adam Sandler bit on one of his last albums.
I'm telling you.
Where he's making his secretary suck his dick and it's really small. And his,
that's not.
Yeah, it is.
I think.
Say it's bigger than a Tic Tac.
Is that the city with the goat? Is that the one with the goat on?
No, it's from the last.
I thought it was Maya Rudolph that said that, though. On the.
No, Maya Rudolph is the girl that
right,
he's making.
I thought she said the Tic Tac line, though. That's why
he says, say it looks bigger than a Tic Tac. Oh, okay. And she goes, whatever, it looks bigger than a Tic Tac. Don't false it, bitch. Suck that shit.
She played a prostitute in
Idiocracy.
Oh, what a great
film. Ow, my balls.
Great movie. Yeah.
I would watch that.
Go away.
Go away, Baton.
Hey, I know that guy. He broke my house. I like money.
Yeah, we really might as well have Terry Crews in the presidential race this year. I mean, he'd have a shot
no
at it.
No shit.
President what? Was it Camacho?
Yep, President Camacho.
Why don't you feed your plants water? You mean like from the toilet?
I mean, how often have you brought up the whole beginning, the whole intro of that movie when you're talking politics
with
people?
Oh,
it's
hell yeah.
Everybody does, you know? It's so perfect.
Yeah.
Hang on a second. This reminded me of something we just talked about.
Oh, yeah?
Well, yeah, we were talking about America's Funniest People, and they had an announcer. His name was Ernie Anderson.
Wait, Funniest People. Yeah. Oh, America's Funniest People.
Well, yeah.
Home videos, people, whatever.
let's see. Yeah, America's Funniest People is one of the funniest shows. Right. Remember this guy's voice, though? Oh, fuck you. Anyway.
He's flipping off his laptop, ladies and gentlemen.
Anyway, so what else were we going to talk about? See, I wanted to talk about a movie that was out in the 80s, the early 80s, mid-80s, called Night Patrol.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Have you ever seen that movie?
No. I mean, maybe I have.
We should have talked about it when I mentioned Night Shift, because then we could have done the night double
shift.
Feature.
Night Shift's a great movie, night but Night Patrol is one of those movies that was made by, it was an independent comedy about police.
Yeah.
The guy that played the unknown comic was
right.
Like the lead.
And Linda Blair is in it.
Oh, yeah.
And Billy Barty.
The late, great Billy Barty.
Who is a little person who just...
Sigmund the Sea Monster.
Yes, but in this, he's the chief of police and he just walks around farting.
No, I haven't seen this.
It's a pretty funny movie, actually.
It is, and it's a real subversive, like Pat Paulson, if you remember who that is.
Ran for president a bunch of years.
Yeah, you'd know him if you saw him. But
sure.
If you like weird 80s movies, and this is a pure movie made for, it's a comedian's, it's a comic, I mean, it's terrible. Yeah. Fucking horrible movie, but it's so funny. Yeah, they're out on patrol, and they see this sign that says cockfight this way. And then you see a crowd of people, you know, like a cockfight. They're holding money over their heads. And then there's these two guys fighting each other with their dicks.
Isn't there a line for a sperm bank? And the guy goes up to, there's a lady waiting in line for the sperm bank. And the guy's like, oh, ma'am, this is the sperm bank. You
and
don't
she goes, fuck off. Fuck off. Fuck off. So in the cockfight scene, the two guys are whacking each other with their dicks, and one guy flies back and gets caught by these two nuns, and the nuns are like, get back in there and fight you, bitch. Yeah. My favorite scene in the whole movie is Pat Morita. They get called to an assault, a sexual assault in the park, and they go, and Pat Morita is under a blanket, and he's like homeless, and it's not his voice, it's a woman's voice.
Oh, yeah, because he's a tranny, like you always like, bring up.
And they made me pull on it and play with it. It's just, there's all sorts of shit like that. Andrew Dice Clay is in it.
Get out of here.
J.P. Morgo from...
J.P. Morgan, yeah.
Yeah. Is it Morgo or Morgan?
Morgan.
Morgan. J.P. Morgan from The Gong Show.
Mm.
Remember The Gong Show?
Yeah, of course.
It's that kind of movie.
It's like Kentucky Fried movie, it sounds like.
Nah, that's actually funnier. I mean... Yeah.
Well, the unknown comic was always on The Gong Show.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying that Kentucky Fried movie is more classic, is
well,
more...
The Kentucky Fried movie is the Zucker...
Crafted.
Airplane.
Yeah.
Guys.
That and what Amazon Women on the Moon is also a good movie. Those are some good cult comedies.
It's like, you know what happened to the unknown comic? What's he doing these
he's
days?
He's still alive, I think.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
Still wearing that bag on his head?
His name's Murray something or other.
Who died.
And Linda Blair lived with him.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, they were friends. He was married, and she lived with him for years and years and years. I don't remember his last name. His first name is Murray. And I love the unknown comic. He was always funny, but he always got gonged.
Let's call him.
What do you mean, call him? Well, try to get him on the show.
I'm sure we could get him.
Yeah, he's not got to be busy these days, I would imagine.
what do we know? He's probably like the...
your aunt and uncle know Hal Linden. Maybe he could get him on the line.
I just want to know if he's still wearing the bag. That's my...
I don't know.
And if it's the original bag.
He's probably the president of NBC.
Remember they went to they go to a lesbian bar and he goes, you can tell this is a tough place. Look, and he goes, how do you know? And he goes, look at the pool table. No balls. And the gay bar gets arrested and... No, arrested. This gay bar gets robbed and they go and report it. And this is the first time he somebody's framing the unknown comic.
Yeah.
Like it turns out it's his therapist wearing a mask. And they just say, what happened? He goes, he told horrible jokes. like what? And the guy goes, how do you get a witch pregnant? I don't know how.
You fucker.
And Pat Paulson goes, yeah, that is a horrible joke. And then one more joke. He goes, there's this woman walking by, a female police officer, and she's like, it looks like she has some sort of spasm going on. She's going, and Pat Paulson looks at the unknown comic and says, hey, see that, Officer Judy? Fucked her brains out. It was trying to be a Zuckerberg or a Zucker film, but it really wasn't.
So how come Donnie Darko isn't a good movie?
Donnie Darko. I didn't like Donnie Darko because people said, this is the greatest movie ever made.
It was really well made piece of shit.
Yeah.
Movie.
Why? I mean, why did I like it?
I liked it.
Do you still know what the fuck happened?
Well, it's like...
No, I
mean, do you know what happened? I don't get it.
I don't remember.
It's very Lynchian, you know? It's one of those...
But it isn't Lynch.
And they try to sell it as a horror movie, and
yeah, it's not.
But there's good comedy in it, you know. There was a lot about that movie that I liked, and I feel like everybody that I knew loved it.
Give me the boy in the bubble.
What, with John Travolta?
No, the one with the kid from Donnie Darko.
Gyllenhaal.
Yeah,
he's turned out to be a pretty good actor.
Bubble boy.
Yeah. He's pretty amazing.
And his sister too.
Yeah, she's just got her. That.
Who's Jake Gyllenhaal's sister? Oh, Maggie Gyllenhaal from Dark Knight.
Secretary, of course. I knew you'd say the secretary.
Of course.
Which, whenever they brought out, what is this, Grey's Anatomy, or whatever the fuck this show is. What is it?
What?
It's 50 Shades of Grey?
The movie,
Isn't
50
that the
Shades
secretary? I mean, basically,
no.
They just remake
you
the
know
secretary?
50 Shades of Grey is fan fiction.
Twilight fan
fiction. Twilight. And then it was just turned into whatever it is.
I did not know that.
It's the most poorly written piece of shit
I've
since
never read
Twilight.
Urban porn
never
books,
read it.
I guess.
When every woman at my job read it, then I knew that I was not going to read it. So I just
my mom
read
all three books.
Yeah. That's for old people. Or women. I don't get it, man. That's something that women talk about. That like, did you see this? And what? No.
Well, when they talked about it, I was like, well, I saw this movie, The Secretary. So if you've ever seen that, it sounds like the same movie. So.
That's The Secretary would be way over their heads.
That's such a great movie.
Because they would understand that the needs of those two people.
Yeah. That's a really beautiful, sick, twisted love story.
Yeah.
The Secretary is way more realistic than 50 Shades of Grey, too.
Oh, when she just sat there peeing herself, waiting on him. I mean, good God. Yeah. That's commitment.
I wish I could do James Spader.
Oh, you should.
You're getting there.
Well, I've started practicing as Ultron. See,
you gotta whisper more, yeah.
Hmm. Tony Stark. I was doing it the other day at home, and I was getting it because there's a mouth thing you got to do, and there's the whole. I'll keep working on it.
He was on an episode of Seinfeld too.
Yeah, I know, that's a great episode.
He's like stomping in the ice. He's working in the ice cream shop or something like that.
I watched the first season of that show he's on.
What? Blacklist?
Yeah.
Blacklist. Yeah, everybody goes nuts about that.
They do. I still haven't watched it.
It's a well-done show.
No. That's what I
hear. It just drives you crazy because it's one of those shows where there's never any resolution.
Yeah. So anyway, Donnie Darko.
Didn't enjoy it.
All right.
I loved it at the time.
Did you?
I haven't seen it in years.
Maybe
and
that's
so
what
now
it was.
When he brings it up, no, I don't remember what the hell it was about. I mean, was he dreaming? I don't really remember. I can't remember exactly what happened.
Look, I don't know.
The rabbit. There was a creepy rabbit.
Know.
Right.
I don't know.
What? Wormholes. Tony says the wormholes.
Tony says it's all about wormholes.
There's a lot going on in that movie. Let's rewatch it.
I'll do together. That. I'll redo the Donnie Darko.
Sleepover. The elaborate sleepover with Donnie Darko.
We get pizza.
You know what I want to talk about next week? And what? I got a press release for it in my email. There's this new movie called The Birth of a Nation, and it's about the Nat Turner Rebellion. Looks really cool. But the real cool thing about it, and I know I'm derailing here, but The Birth of a Nation is one of the first cinema films ever made in this country, and it's about the Ku Klux Klan, and it's very racist and from a white point of view, and I love how they took the Nat Turner Rebellion and they named it The Birth of a Nation, because it is really the birth of, you know, right. independence movement. So I think that's cool. So let's, right. I want to talk about that eventually. You know, I'm a history dork. So
he doesn't like history.
Is it narrated by Clayton Bigsby?
Who's that?
Dave Chappelle when he played the
narrated by Shelby Foote.
There you go.
Shelby Foote. That was my favorite. That was my favorite thing that you. That's one of my favorites.
This week on, of course, it was this week on PB. Oh, Jesus,
it's been a while.
I know Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln said, "He said, why can't I be up there sooner?" And I said, "Well, I think it's going to take a little bit. I got to work on the fuck. I haven't done it in so goddamn long. And it's been a while."
We're dusting them off.
God, man, I can't believe I lost it. It was one of my favorites.
It was one of my all-time favorites.
And I just watched it the other day, and he's just doing this and talking about it every day. All right. I just picked my nose, by the way. You listen, we're going to take another real quick break and then come back and
reviews?
We're going to review your reviews.
And some people died.
Yes.
Who died?
Some,
who
died? Some people did die.
Who
and,
died?
And then a very special information about a tour maybe you'd want to go see. Okay, talk to you soon. If you like this podcast, please subscribe to us on iTunes and like us and give us ratings. We'll read them at the end of the show. Also, follow us on Twitter at @radio_labyrinth and on Facebook, Radio Labyrinth.
And we're back.
And we're back. That's right. Radio Labyrinth Podcast, episode 011.
011.
Tim Andrews, Ira Balka, Jeff Leibov, Stephanie Swain, and Tony. Some guy named Tony just wanted in. He's sitting over there.
He's on the end of my finger.
Hey, guys, I want to go over this real quick. Big announcement for nerds, guys like Jeff and I who have seen him now. Jeff's seen him more than
Tony
I have.
Tony saw him with us
twice or once.
Right. Weird Al just shook his dick right in Tony's face.
Yeah.
On a chair.
That's right. We got pictures of it.
My bologna.
Wait a minute. We're burying the lead here. Burying the lead. Hang on a minute.
We buried the lead, yeah.
Weird Al Yankovic, Jeff and I have seen him once at the Tabernacle, once at the Cobb Energy Center, and what, once at the Fox Theater?
Chastain,
so that's four times. Have we seen him four times together?
Yeah, probably.
And Tony was with us twice.
At Cobb Energy Center. It was, yeah.
His last album, wasn't like topping the charts? When
yeah.
He first
it was huge.
It was number one.
It was huge.
The whole
Goldbergs episode last week was about Weird Al. He was on there. He was actually on there.
And,
really?
Yeah.
Wore his old
he played
wig
his
and everything.
80s
yeah.
self on the Goldbergs.
Oh, yeah?
Goldberg.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Yeah. You know he's the band leader now on Comedy Bang Bang.
Yes, I do know that.
Really?
Oh, they got rid of Kid Cudi?
Comedy Bang Bang coming here, too.
Yes.
They're doing the podcast. It's not the TV show, so Weird Al's not going
to
be with them.
I already bought a ticket for that.
Yeah, it was so good when Reggie Watts was on there.
Reggie Watts is funny.
He's fantastic. I interviewed him once.
You did?
Yes. It was a really fun time. It was on the phone.
Kid
you know,
Cudi wasn't bad, but
he
didn't
was so awesome.
He didn't seem into it.
No, and I like Kid Cudi.
Kid Cudi was on?
He replaced Reggie Watts.
It didn't work.
I interviewed Kid Cudi.
Reggie Watts left to go to be the band leader for CBS, James...
Oh, Corden.
James Corbin show. Corden.
Kid Cudi the actor?
No, Kid Cudi the rapper.
The rapper.
Wait, he's an actor now.
Yeah, he acts and raps.
What is he acting?
He was in that awful race movie with...
he's a cactor.
And by the way, I mean race cars. He was in that awful race car movie with Aaron Paul.
Right.
Need for Speed.
Yeah, because Larry and I interviewed Kid Cudi.
I love Kid Cudi as a rapper.
Yeah, and he was decent on Comedy Bang Bang, but he seemed like he was too cool for the shtick.
Yeah, he didn't...
Didn't something weird happen during that interview, though?
Yeah, something weird happened. I don't want to get into it.
Why not?
Yeah, they want to talk about the tour.
Come on, that's entertaining shit. Didn't he like say, let's not talk about
this? Yeah, and then we ended up talking about it, and he kept pressing it, and then we got in trouble with the press people.
Yeah?
Jerks.
Yeah. So, well, was he being a pain in the ass, or was he just kind of like, look, I just don't want to talk about it?
I think that he realized what he was saying about religion, and he didn't want to, he was talking about religion and answering Larry's question, and then he caught himself, and he said, you know what, I really don't think I need to be doing this, in his head, asked Larry if he could start over, and we did start over, and Larry said, okay, sure.
Right.
So, you know, that's pretty much what happened.
I gotcha.
Speaking of the regular guy show today, February 24th is the second year anniversary of the Justin Bieber hoax, which is contentious in my house because that morning when the Fox 5 news reporter showed up to cover the scene.
Who would that be?
That person did not know that it was a hoax. And Fox 5 at the time was a partner with, they still are, with News...
GST?
No, News Radio 106.7. And they didn't know about it either. But yeah, we told them, hey, don't send a truck down there. So anyway, that was, if you don't know about it, just Google Atlanta Radio Bieber hoax or whatever. It's a lot of fun. Maybe one day I'll talk about it more.
We'll put a link.
Huh?
We'll put a link.
Okay, yeah. Anyway, it was announced this week that Weird Al is doing a 79-city tour, and it's going to be at the Fox Theater on June 19th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets go on sale Friday. So, you know, maybe it's today you're listening to this. Maybe it's, I don't know, whatever. But anyway, they go on sale Friday, February 26th at 10 a.m. You can hear or you can go to weirdal.com to see everything. It's the Mandatory World Tour.
That's the same
great
tour
album.
Did last time.
Yeah, but I'm sure it's going to be great. If you haven't seen Weird Al, you get a multimedia show. You get Weird Al in all of his outfits from all of his classic songs. He does originals instead of, you know, not just all of his parodies, but he does his classic originals. So it's a real enjoyable show.
And it's a thing, like, it's not like when you see Wilco and they play new stuff and it sucks.
Yeah.
Al's new stuff is just as entertaining as his old stuff.
Yeah.
But he peppers in the old stuff.
Yeah.
Along with the new stuff.
Right.
Fed
doesn't play like the entire new album first.
So you don't have to go all Homer, right?
No, we don't want the new stuff. Taking care of business. Play it.
What?
So what's your favorite Weird Al song? If you had to be pinned down, if you had to pick one.
The saga begins.
Yoda or you can get it all in the, I read about it in the one about the tabloid newspaper off of 3D.
Oh, no, I don't know. I don't remember.
Talks amongst yourselves.
I was going to say I lost on Jeopardy.
Great song.
Yeah, but The Saga Begins is probably my favorite because I'm a big American Pie fan also. So,
what song begins with put down that chainsaw and listen to me? Okay, Dare to be stupid. Yeah, that's a good one. Put down that chainsaw and listen to me.
King of Suede is my favorite.
Ah, what a great fucking song.
What's that song where it goes, you're stranded all alone.
What is that
at
parody?
The gas station
King of
love.
Oh.
And you have to use the self-service pump.
God, I don't remember.
What's that song?
Is that the one with I'd rather?
I'd rather clean all the bathrooms in Grand Central Station with my tongue than spend one more minute with you.
Oh, UHF.
Midnight Star. I read it all in the Midnight Star.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorites.
I love UHF, the film.
I do. That's like Michael Richards.
Yep.
Oh, God. Stanley Spadowski.
Jeff and I saw that in the theater.
Yep. Oh, really?
Yeah. We went to an abandoned... Well, it wasn't abandoned, but it was a weekend, so there was nobody working. It was a new housing development. Yeah. We went in there and got high.
No.
And then we took whippets into the movie theater. And we were the only ones in there watching this movie, so...
Remember whippets from when you were in high school?
Oh, yeah.
How many whippets did you ever... What was the most? I did 3 in one balloon one time.
I
got
the wah-wahs
for like...
Yeah, we would do one because you had to crack it and then put it in there.
Crack or freeze your hand.
Yeah.
Oh, I passed out hard at a dead show from whippets.
Jeff broke his nose.
I broke my nose.
Doing hippie crack at that dead show.
I used to have a friend that used to pass out, and every time he did from whippets or from balloons, he would always break something. And one time it was the television.
Yeah.
I mean, he would always fall and demolish something. You know?
Oh, man.
I was working at the group home with the retarded people at the
time. With the
what? Yeah. And
mentally challenged.
We would take them, I'm sorry, developmentally disabled. Yeah. And me and my friend Christina.
It's the current year, Stephanie.
I'm so sorry.
The year is the current year.
Yes.
But we would drop the guys off at their respective workshops, you know, place to babysit them during the day. And then we would go by Dr. Fun's on Michigan Avenue. And Dr. Funds was open 24 hours. They had a peep show in the back. And you could buy whatever. And she would go in and get a box of whippets. And we
like
would do them in the group home van.
Yeah,
like
peep shows.
All the way back to the job.
Jack Shacks.
Wow.
Yep.
I went in there one time. Me and my friend went in there.
Where? Jack Shack?
Yes. My gay friend, Eric, which I didn't know he was gay at the time. We just wanted to know what went on in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was really gross.
Did you go into the booth?
Yeah.
Oh, we went to the booth. Oh, we went all the way in.
Was there a glory hole?
No, there was no glory hole, but like we were sliding around stuff on the floor. I mean, he would hit the hit the button with his elbow.
Too busy today, yeah.
You know, so we didn't touch it. And I didn't realize at the time, then he got all freaked out. And then a couple weeks later, he admitted to me that when the gay thing was like three dudes in a daisy chain on a bed. And then he said that he got all, you know, turned on by it. So he had finally had to admit that he was gay.
Oh.
So it was very life changing for him.
Have you ever gone inside of one of them?
Be something to tell the kids.
To masturbate. Be honest. Be honest. Have you ever gone inside?
I have not. No.
Not you. Girls don't do that.
Don't what?
I prefer my theaters to not be like a little outhouse. I like a full theater, movie theater.
It's very tight. It's tight in there.
It's very tight. You know, sometimes people put pieces of glass inside of the holes.
Well, the guy told us at the front, he said that we could, when we went in there, he said that we couldn't do stuff to each other.
Yes, they don't want nobody doing
clear thing. About that. We could do stuff to ourselves, but not to each
we
other.
We don't want no crazy heteros doing anything in the back. We only want the disgusting gay old men to follow young men in and suck their dicks to holes.
Was there a big sign in the back that said, no pissing?
No, there was nothing like that. It was very dark. And I remember we had to walk down through the aisles and there were lights on saying that they were occupied and you could hear like noises.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Gross noises.
I heard two guys bathroom at the Terra Theater on Cheshire Bridge Road.
Is it loud?
No, they're just fucking each other, going at it.
All right, let's review your reviews.
Jeff, do you have the reviews ready today?
I could get them.
Because
you want to mention anybody that died first or no?
Yeah, go ahead real quick while you're looking that up.
Peter Mondavi Sr., the wine guy, died. 101.
Who died?
Mad Dog, 2020.
Umberto Eco, author of The Name of the Rose and a philosopher.
He was my favorite.
Dead.
Anybody significant? Come on.
Harper Lee.
Oh, that's significant.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah.
Passed away.
I hope Boo Radley is not sad.
How old was she?
She old. Was 1926 to
79? Something like that? Yeah.
Old bitch.
We already talked about George Gaines.
Who died?
Kara McCollum. She was a former Miss New Jersey. She was 24 years old.
Aw.
Car accident.
That's sad.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And there was some baseball player that died, too, who was Tony Phillips. You remember him? Oakland Athletics.
Tony Phillips? Sort of. I seen a baseball card with him on it.
Yeah, he died. Who died?
I went to high school with a former Miss New Jersey.
Yeah.
And then I looked her up years later on Facebook, and her business was training other girls for pageants.
Hey, do what you know. Do what you know.
Trainer.
Do what you know. Share your knowledge.
Giving them that go-go juice.
Share your knowledge. Pass it on to a new generation. There's, you know, you can't be a beauty queen your whole life.
You got your reviews, too? Because I want to read them all.
No, I like when you read them, though.
Yeah.
You're very good at reading the reviews.
Did you want me to open iTunes and go through that whole thing, or can you just read them?
Well,
how many are
there's
there?
There's a bunch of them. Let's see here. We got one.
You said five.
Well, yeah, that was then.
See, I don't read these before we record.
Common
like
said one boy, here are two. Common said one boy, here are two.
No.
Do you know what movie that's from?
No.
The Freshman.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. You know that movie?
I do, Broderick. But I'm trying to think of the scene. Is it a Bruno Kirby scene?
No, it's when they show up to that weird German guy's place with the lizard, and he looks at Matthew Broderick and says, Carmine said, one boy, here are two. I love how they got Burt Lahr to do that.
It was a dragon.
Yes, it was a bearded dragon.
There's nine new reviews since we reviewed
Holy shit. Thank you, everybody.
We gonna rate your reviews. You give us 1 to 5 stars. We gonna rate your reviews. And if you win, you're gonna get a gold star.
I really appreciate it.
Yes, definitely.
I don't know. You want to just read?
Why don't you go ahead and read one, and I'll look here for Radio Labyrinth on the recent searches.
This is from Herdeny.
Okay.
Herdeny. Herdeney.
Yeah.
Great podcast! ! It's so nice to listen to a group of guys that don't argue all the time. Y'all's personalities match so well. It's nice to hear Tim and his many voices again. I enjoy hearing the feedback on the movie shows. It saves me time and money with what to watch and what not to watch. 5 stars.
Does that mean he canceled Hulu or something?
Yeah.
Don't do that. We're not asking you to cancel your Hulu.
By the way, has anybody watched that 2213?
That James Franco thing?
I
don't have Hulu.
I
don't have Hulu, but I obtained the first episode.
Oh, you did?
I haven't watched it yet.
I heard it was fantastic. So.
Right. I heard it next week. Meh.
Meh?
That's what I heard.
All right. Do you want me to read the next one?
That should be in the
Helen
segment.
Keller?
Meh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you like the John Boy and Billy show, then you've stumbled upon this by accident and more likely confused by this podcast and its post-1997 technology and references. Turn off your desktop and rewatch a collection of Renegade episodes until your head stops spinning. In all seriousness, this is a solid podcast, and there's no doubt Lorenzo Lamas did his best work in Renegade.
I like this guy.
Tim Andrews is one of the most talented persons in radio.
Persons?
Yes. In radio. And it's good to hear him as the lead voice finally. The cast works great together, and I actually refer to the podcast for recommendations on shows and movies. Lorenzo Lamas also starred in the Snake Eater movies in the late 80s and early 90s, but they were much less popular. I actually like Snake Eater 2 better than 1. Best of luck with the podcast, and I wish you all success.
Oh, that was great.
5 stars.
Five stars.
Yes.
You know what?
He can stag it.
Huh?
He can stag it.
Yeah, that was a good one. By the way, I'm not going to play the song. I couldn't get it open. Sorry, Rob Jenners. I'll play it next week.
Oh, that, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll drop it in post.
Huh? I'm not going to edit. We were having too much fun. Listen, let me interrupt.
Yes.
This week. Yes. Now, I'm not going to do a poll. We are going to decide together who...
Oh, you're going to do a poll.
Well, yeah, I'm going to do a poll later.
Yeah. You don't know it yet, but you're going to... After the show is over, you're going to...
You are riding the poll. You're slipping down the pole.
You're slipping
gonna,
Timmy.
You're going to lube up your butt cheeks. Maybe put a little in your ass.
The length matters.
The length of the
pole.
I'll
put disease on your butt cheeks.
I'll put disease in your face.
Let me speak to... Is my father there?
I'll fuck you before you talk to you.
Oh, I'm fucking your mother. I bet you'll fuck your own mother for a nickel.
Fucking bum.
You know what we're doing?
I don't.
Tubar?
Tubar.
But you know, Mo only got a last name because of... So his initials could... work for the Who Shot Mr. Burns episode?
I did not
know
that.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Speaking of which,
save that for
Simpsons episode coming up soon. I know we keep talking about it.
We keep saying next week. Everybody's
well,
like,
we
got to
prepare.
All right.
I'm prepared. I bought the Simpsons Forever book, the book that covers one season.
You got the collection?
Yeah.
No, God damn. I just saw that at Criminal Records. It was a little too pricey for my budget these days.
I got it on eBay for $35.
I did just order the new 2014 Drew Friedman book, Heroes of Comic Books. He did illustrations.
Because of Gilbert.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, I will read the next review as Gilbert Godfrey.
Auburn dude. Yeah, go ahead.
The best new pop culture podcast out there. Tim Andrews, a favorite Atlanta radio personality, puts his wit together for an eventful time with his pals. A suggestion. Catch up on some programming and movies so when such is talked about, two-thirds state they haven't seen it. Also,
only one third hadn't seen
theme
Better Call Saul.
Shows with clips would be a plus, i.e. Simpsons, South Park, Mafia movies.
Now's the perfect time for Tony to lean into the mic and do a little Alf for
us.
Come
on.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Tony, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, kitty.
I mean Alf.
Get on the mic.
Yeah,
here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
Can you hear that? Give me a little Willy to lead in. Alf.
Get right in.
Leave Lucky alone.
Alf, can you please put your dishes away?
Hey, Kate. Here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
Alf, please stop trying to get the cat to have sex with Kate.
He's out, folks. That was good.
Tony does an awesome Alf. All right. You want me to do Thug Nation?
No, I want you to let me tell you what people win, and then we'll read
Thug
Nation.
Oh, yeah. How are we going to do this? We're just going to... Are we going to pick? We're going to have people pick?
We're going to pick.
Okay.
We're going to pick. And the winner gets a $50 gift card to a matza on Edgewood. A matza Edgewood. I talked it over with my boss.
That's amazing.
And the owner.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, do you think we could get a $25 gift card to give away? And he said, why not 50?
All right.
I said, why not?
Sure.
So that is what we are going to give away this week.
But you have to bring Ira on a date.
Yeah, no, you can take
I tried to get Ira to go with me to Amata, and he was busy at the
children's
museum.
You're right, I was.
All right, we're going to read one more.
I considered leaving my whole family there. And
we're going to read one more. Cause
he's a family.
We should screen him then if we're going to do one more.
No, we'll just go in order, and then we'll read them more later.
All right. So we're ending with the Thug Nation from February 16th.
What should that be? What voice? Or do you want to read it?
I don't know.
What?
You can.
Gore. Al Gore?
Yeah.
Does he do Gore? Oh, yeah, he does.
I'll give it a shot.
He does a good Al Gore.
Two words, 5 stars. equal sign. Open bracket. 5 stars.
That's an arrow, Mr. Vice President.
Oh, I see now. When my son does it, he's got little B. It looks like balls. That's
a 8 equals O.
Yeah. By Thug Nation. Tim and Jeff surprise me every week with their knowledge of pop culture references, and I can't wait to hear more of Ira's games on the show. And Carcast Show. That's another person, right?
Yeah, it's another guy.
Hope to hear some talk about Vikings premiere this week.
Oh, shit.
You mean the Minnesota Vikings? I thought football was over.
Everybody keeps telling me about this show, Vikings.
What network is Vikings
on? It's
on
History Channel, yeah. I think. And it's like it's probably like 6 or 7 seasons in now. I
can't watch.
Maybe 5, but.
I can't watch History Channel because I don't like commercials about rheumatoid arthritis and law firms. It gets me crazy.
But I hear good things about the Vikings, and I haven't yet to watch.
Well, I hear good things about the Cochran Law Firm, so maybe we can work something out. I do know that Humira, I can't take it because I go to lots of places where there's fungal infection. Great job, guys. Love every time I refresh my podcast feed and there, he spelled it T-H-E-I-R.
Well, don't break his balls.
I'm not breaking his balls. That's how you spell it.
Oh.
And there is a new episode next to yours. That makes me happy. 5 stars.
Me too.
All right.
All right, that's good.
I really wasn't busting his balls. Reviews. I was doing Al. Yeah, good reviews this time. So we have Helen Keller 112245.
We got Herd and Annie.
No, we don't.
Yeah, that was the one I read.
Oh, okay.
Herd and Annie, Helen Keller, Auburn Dude, and Thug Nation.
Okay.
Are the four.
All right. So, how are we going to do this? My vote is for...
See, this is tough because I want to vote for...
Helen Keller, 112245. I like the way it was written.
That was the first one.
No, that was the one where it says, if you like the John Boy and Billy
talking
show...
Talking about Snake Eater.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is that talking about Renegade, Lorenzo Lamas?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that one a lot, too. That's my vote.
Okay, Jeff? Vote for whoever you want.
It was crazy.
Be honest.
Yeah, I like the Snake Eater stuff. That was pretty good.
That's the kind of reviews. It's something that's that far out there.
Either he's really means all that, or he took a lot of time and effort. So.
No, but that means
he took a lot of something.
He really listened to us because we talked about Lorenzo Lamas, and that's why he's talking about
it. Yeah.
I mean, it's possible that he was just kind of fucking around.
No, but I love it. Yeah.
Either way,
yeah.
If he's just a wacko that, you know, wrote all kinds of crazy
it's
stuff.
Good writing.
He or she, because it's Helen Keller.
Oh.
Could be anybody.
Could be somebody real and spectacular.
Or that person was being funny. Either way, it was...
Not born in 1945.
It was entertaining. Entertaining.
Entertaining. Stephanie, your thoughts...
Oh, do I get a vote?
Yeah. We said 4.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Your vote only counts for half, though.
I mean, the Snake Eater. I mean, and I wasn't going to vote for it unless they mentioned Snake Eater. And then when they did, and Snake Eater 2, of course.
All right. Congratulations, Helen Keller 112245. Please send us a message on
Facebook or Twitter.
Yeah, on Facebook. You don't want to put your personal information on Twitter. Send us
you could DM us.
Okay, follow us. How are we going to know?
They'll DM us. Helen Keller.
Helen Keller 112245.
All right.
You win.
We'll figure something out.
Yeah, it's we'll figure 12, it out.
But contact us, and you can go to Amaza and enjoy the delicious pizzas.
All right. So that kind of wraps up episode 011 of Radio Labyrinth this week. We talked about some interesting things.
I'm going to go home and watch What Do You Say to a Naked Lady on YouTube.
I'm going to go home and watch that as well. I want to see that scene with your pop in.
Yeah, I want to see your dad.
Yep.
Well, I can't wait to tell him that it's on YouTube.
Next week, we'll be back with Mua. We'll tell
are we doing the Simpsons episode next week, or we're just going to keep teasing
we
it?
Are,
we're going to say like, that we're
going to it's going to be like Matt Damon and Jimmy Kimmel, where we just keep going, oh, we didn't have time for the Simpsons episode this week.
Yeah.
He'll be back tomorrow.
We got to figure out how to do it.
We need a format.
Yeah.
I say we all come in with our top five, and we go around the room and...
Well, I want to do some Simpsons trivia, too.
Yeah, but they're involved in the top five. Like, if somebody's episode is like the Homer Chili Cook-Off, you'd be like, you know, who are the guest voices? And Johnny Cash did the voice on that.
But you got the books.
Well, I have the book. I haven't opened it yet, but I can. we have it to look at as a reference.
I say we come in with our top five episodes, talk about them, why we like them.
But are we going to come in with clips prepared?
Sorry. No, we can't. It's illegal.
Everybody has to just do the impressions of the clips.
Yeah.
Like, Homer, have you been up all night eating cheese?
I've gone blind.
64 slices of American cheese. I think I'm blind.
I'll have to learn the entire Canyonero.
One.
Theme song.
Two.
Oh, yeah.
Canyonero.
Hank Williams Jr.
Me fail English? That's impossible.
Oh, shit.
At least we knocked over the sun sphere. Andy Williams.
Oh, God.
Moon River.
Where is it? And it's in Missouri, right?
Macon, Georgia.
No, whenever they stop at the
Branson.
Yeah, Branson, Missouri.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's like
I didn't think he was going to do Moon River, but he did it.
Yeah, at least we knocked over the sun sphere.
I guess, but then bam, second encore.
All right, so we'll talk about it. We'll probably do the Simpsons episode next week, but I would like that to be a separate episode so we can do our regular podcast as
Don't
well.
Don't count on it, people. It's never going to happen.
Oh, ye of little faith.
Well, if you have me back, I do want to talk about baskets.
Oh, yeah. I watched the first episode.
Did you like it?
I watched the first two episodes.
And
we'll talk about it next week.
Oh, shit.
It gets so good.
You didn't get enough training stuff in this episode. So
that's right.
Next week, we'll...
Louis Anderson.
He's fantastic. He doesn't get nominated for an Emmy.
Well, we'll see. All right. Thanks for listening. If you want to... Oh, please. We got to do these plugs. Please. Like us on the Facebook. We're at almost 500 likes. And for some reason, Facebook keeps telling you, hey, you're almost there. So get them off our backs. Please like our Facebook page, Radio Labyrinth. Follow us on Twitter at @radio_labyrinth. Check out our Reddit. Submit stories to us so we can talk about the shit that you submit. That would be reddit.com or Reddit.
It's
however,
r/
Radio Labyrinth.
Radio Labyrinth.
So, thanks for listening, and thanks for Tony for sitting here.
Busting out a little ALF.
Yeah, thanks for the ALF. Thanks to Stephanie for joining us. Ira, please do your plugs.
Go to twofacesradio.com to access the network and listen to the other shows that we have on there, too, including Grab Your Balls, Let's Talk Sports, our sports show.
Great job on the website. Great job on the website.
Check it out. Thanks.
Yeah, good job, Ira.
Appreciate Jeff. It.
JeffKeyz on Twitter. Follow me, and you can see my 2 cents TV comic book men reviews every Monday-ish.
Has that happened yet?
Yeah, I got two of them so far.
All right, cool.
From this season. And oh, by the way, this last episode, if you're wanting to get on the comic book man bandwagon, this last episode was a good jumping on point.
All right. You know what? I might take your advice then.
Yeah, check it out. It's called Making Clay. Comic Book Men episode. You can watch it online.
All right.
Anything to plug, Stephanie?
Sure. I'll be around. You'll see me.
Okay, this is Manuel from the adult bookstore. I'm also on Twitter. You can please follow me at Twitter at
Whippets.com.
No, it's not Whippets. Why you say Whippet all the time?
I'm sorry. So, nitrous charges? Chargers?
No.
What was the lingo? You weren't allowed to say certain things in the...
You couldn't call them balls.
Yeah. Couldn't say bowl. Couldn't say bong.
No. If
you couldn't say whippets. You had to say chargers.
What, on the air?
No. If
you went in the dog
adult
store.
Adult bookstore to buy whippets. You weren't allowed to call them whippets. You had to call them chargers. Is that charges?
Whipped cream chargers.
Yeah, whipped cream chargers.
That's what they're for. To make the whipped cream.
Could you say dildo, though, if you wanted to?
No,
dildo?
Get out. We don't let you say dildo in this place. It is a sexual aid toy. It says right on here, not for use with the janitor.
You go imagine doing a whip it up your butt. That would be.
It's a tension massager.
Did you know, it probably frees your asshole.
I would think so.
I like a poppers.
You wouldn't be able to shit.
Okay, until next time, please.
Keep it canon.
Two Faces Radio.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.